2. On ABC Victoria, this is Mornings. Now, one of the questions we get asked as an emergency broadcaster here at the ABC is, how can I help people impacted by disasters like floods, bushfires and cyclones? And we do seem to be having more and more of them. More people are being affected by them, with homes and properties across Victoria being flooded last week. And so many people still recovering from the October 2022 floods. Charity organisation GiveIt has a flood relief campaign that you can donate to. And it's just launched a return to school appeal as well. Victorian GiveIt manager Natasha Baker can tell us more. G'day, Natasha.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm very well. You have been helping out Victorians who've been affected by flooding since October 2022. How's that been going?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. Thank you. We work with many organisations across Victoria to provide essential goods and services for those impacted communities. And as you mentioned, we've just recently had another flood, so a lot of compounding events mean that people are in need.
Mm. And can you explain how GiveIt works? Because it's a little bit different to a traditional charity, right?
Yeah, that's right. So GiveIt is an online donation management platform. So we match generous Australians who wish to donate essential goods or services to those in need. So we have partnered with the Victorian government to manage that donation of essential goods and services to the people impacted by the floods, for example. And we have an appeal, as you mentioned, so the Victorian Flood Appeal is up on our website, and we manage that on behalf of the government.
Okay. And what I like about GiveIt is that you can donate specific items that are needed, or you can donate money. So it's not like, because I remember back in the fires in 2019 and 2020, that there was just a whole lot of donations turning up that weren't necessarily required, whereas your system kind of negates that, right?
That's exactly right. So 100% of publicly donated funds received by GiveIt are provided to purchase essential goods and services. So what we do is we work directly with the service providers, councils, recovery organisations, charities, for example, to identify exactly what is needed to help make sure that the people that need it get it when they need it and what it is that they need. So we work with them round the year to ensure that they get exactly what they need.
Yeah, 28 past 10, and you're on ABC Victoria Statewide Mornings. We're having a chat with Natasha Baker from a Victorian charity platform, I guess you'd call it, mm-hmm. GiveIt. And so they don't actually allocate funding or donations to the right people. They go to organisations like the Red Cross, St Vinny's and Anglicare, but they're telling you exactly what's required. Is that right, Natasha?
That's right. So the charity organisations speak with the residents that are in need. They will determine what is exactly needed. Then they come to us on our platform. They put up a request, and for example, it could be a grocery voucher or a fuel voucher or a fridge, and then we will either match that item through this, the services of the Generous Australian, or we will use the funds that we have received to then fund that item.
Mm, yeah, right. And how much of the money donated actually goes directly to survivors of these disasters?
Absolutely, 100%. So we're very transparent about that. 100% of publicly donated funds received by GiveIt are put back into the community. We do not touch a cent of that. So we have government contracts and corporate contracts that provide our admin costs.
Oh, right. Okay, so the government is paying your wages, and you every part of that donation from someone goes directly to it. Because I've seen some reporting around overseas aid organisation whereby, you know, up to 50% of every dollar, so 50 cents in every dollar goes towards admin costs, but that's not the case with GiveIt.
That's correct. 100% of publicly donated money is put back into community to purchase essential goods and services.
Right. And I mentioned that you've launched your Ready to Learn appeal. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So GiveIt is calling on donations for Ready to Learn appeal. And so what we've done is specifically with Victorians that are impacted by these natural disasters, we help to support return to school. So obviously with natural disasters and the rising cost of living, many people have been impacted across the state, meaning that families are really finding it hard to prepare for the school year.
Right, and do you get people just donating even when there hasn't been a disaster?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got multiple appeals available on our website to view. But a ready-to-learn appeal not just extends to primary and high school students, it also extends to TAFE and university students. But in addition to that, we do have domestic and family violence appeals and things such as that. So what I would encourage anyone to do really is to just jump onto the GIVIT website, so GIVIT, givit.org.au, to find out exactly what is needed and how they can help.
Okay. And how are you going with demand at the moment? Are you is there a greater demand at the moment?
So specifically with the Ready to Learn appeal, we have over 700 essential items requested. So the demand at the moment is huge. Things such as just grocery vouchers or fuel vouchers, with the rising cost of living, we have seen up to at least 30 to 50% of requests increased, let's say over the last, I'm going to say 11 to 12 months easily.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's you've got your work cut out for you, Natasha. Thank you for having a chat with us.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. And just, again, love for people to go to givit.org.au to see how they could help.
Natasha Baker, Victorian Manager of GIVIT, which I do like that platform, that there is little waste, or at least not as much waste in terms of donations for, or donations are.